Morovin, February 10th, 2009, on microphone Daniel and
Vika.
In studio Samuel. We start the news with the Auroville Love Circus 2009, and there is already a public health warning, because there may be some loud noise and outrageous behavior. And this is for the festival that will be at the youth center
in the peaceful city.
And this will be to give the opportunity to have a day of collective fun together.
Also an opportunity to raise funds for the evolution of the Auroville Youth Center.
And there will be stalls to sell food, drinks or other products. And is suggested that the money goes to the youth center, but sometimes this cannot be done. But the suggestion is this. And for donation to the festival, there is an account number, is 0099. And this will be at the Peaceful City. We start at 2 p.m. on Saturday, 14th of February. And now another subject, the loud noise is finished, and we are speaking about the Matrimandir, that is a place for silent concentration.
So those who wish to only see it are welcome to do from a distance at the Matrimandir viewing point, which offers a beautiful view from a raised position overlooking the Park of Unity. Prior permission is required to access the Matrimandir for concentration. This permission has to be requested at least one day in advance, either by calling between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. or by visiting the Matrimandir access office during the same hours. Bookings are accepted on an individual basis only. Requests are attended to in the order of receiving them and can be made up to 7 days in advance. The number of places is limited. The entrance to the Matrimandir for concentration and to the access office is via the Matrimandir office gate on the northern fringe of the Matrimandir gardens area.
Okay, those are some of the rules to go inside the Matrimandir. And now we have the marathon with an interview of Orosan.
Okay, hi, I'm Orosan. I live in Auroville, and I'm helping out with the Auroville Marathon, which is going to happen next week. The one who started the marathon, it was Frederick who started last year. I don't know, he's had a kind of a dream for a marathon in Auroville for a while. This year, I'm just helping with the aid stations. There's going to be 6 aid stations around Auroville. Yeah, so there's a real buzz sort of happening in the running world of Auroville, which didn't really exist before, but suddenly there's been these training groups that go out on Sunday, and, you know, people that never ran before started running. And so there's kind of a whole feeling happening in that movement. I mean, already for me, just like 3 years ago, the idea that you'd run a marathon seemed like a huge deal, but now it's like, oh, okay, you know, it's 5 months training, whatever. It's like possible for anybody. There's lots of people who have just been training for a while.
The news is an echo of activities in the life of Aurovillians. For further information, please
check the website, auroville.org.
No way.
auroville.org.
Thank you for listening.